Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Randy. This is a recorded line.
Hi, my name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Jamisha, and her phone number is 310-483-9278. She is on the other line, so do you want me to repeat the number, or I can connect you with her?
You could connect her with me. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Hi, do I have Jamisha?
Yes.
Hi, Jamisha. How are you? My name is Randy. I am on a recorded line, and this is about the hair relaxer claim. And just to confirm, it is 310-483-9278. Is that correct?
Yes.
And if we should become disconnected, I will immediately call you back because sometimes we have trouble on these transfer calls. It will be a 949 number. I'm located here in Irvine, okay?
All right.
So, and I see you're in California too, as well.
Yes.
And could you please spell your first name for me?
JEMISHA.
So I have JEMISHA, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you doing all right today?
I'm good, and you?
Good, thank you. So quick weekend, I would say. But here,
Agreed.
I am sending you my contact information as we speak. And that's got my name, my email, and all that kind of stuff on it. It looks like I actually sent that to you once before. And what is your last name? Could you spell that for me, Jamisha?
B as in Victor, EA, B as in Zebra, IE.
VEAZIE.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, thank you for that. And let's go ahead and pull this up. And you did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Have you already gotten an attorney to help you file a claim?
No, not yet.
Okay. And again, just to remind you one more time, I know I already said this, but I have to say it again. I am Randy and I'm on a recorded line. Now, you are willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm for this matter, or most importantly, ma'am, you've not signed documents with another law firm. Are you willing to affirm that? Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you. Now, have you used the hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer, specifically endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Which one, ma'am?
Stage one ovarian cancer.
Oh, you poor thing. So sorry. Did you get a diagnosis of a subtype? Was it like epithelial clear cell? Do you know?
It was clear sale.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm so sorry. Really
Thank
am.
you so much.
And I'll try to be as sensitive as I can on this. Keep in mind, I'm a grandpa, so my goal here really is to make sure that you get some justice that you had to go through this from the use of the products, okay?
Thank you.
And ma'am, you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And Jamisha, when were you diagnosed with cancer? Do you know the day?
May 14, 2024.
Oh, so sorry, not even that long ago. And I'm going to help this a little bit with Google. So, where were you diagnosed at? What facility was that at? And do you know your doctor's name?
Yes, my doctor name is Brittany Johnson.
How do you spell that?
Brittany, Brittney. My husband is Johnson.
Okay, bear with me. And what? Where are they located? Where is she located at?
At Czech Hospital of USC.
USC. Okay. Is it Brianna Johnson?
Brittany, B-R-I-T.
Brittany. Thank you. I found it. Cool. There's a Brianna. It came right up. I found her. Thank you. And she's at CAC. Perfect. Yes. Perfect that I found it. I'm so sorry. It looks like you're in good hands with her. She's got excellent reviews. All right, let me do some copying and pasting on this. Because it's got everything. Now, did you see her in Glendale?
I'm sorry?
Did you see her at her Glendale location?
No, at the San Pablo.
San Pablo. Okay. Hang on, I'll find that. Do you know the address?
1500 San Pablo Street.
San Pablo.
Andrews, California, 90033.
Thank you, ma'am. And I already have her phone number. Do you have a different number? I have 818-658-5980.
No, that number's fine.
Okay, thank you. That actually goes directly to her, so if they have a question, that's probably best anyways. Okay, thank you. Now, continuing on, did you use hair relaxer or straightener of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
No.
How many times did you use the hair relaxer per year?
I use it 8 times a year.
Okay. And did you use it 8 times a year before you ever got cancer?
Yeah, it was before I got cancer.
Right. How many years did you use? How many years did you use it?
I used it for 6 years.
Okay. So you used the product for 6 years and you stopped when you got cancer, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So wouldn't the answer be yes, that you did use the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before you got cancer?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. That's all right. I just wanted to make sure you understood. It's probably me the way I say it, to be honest with you. Okay. So, and I'll do it one more time just to make sure I'm correct here. So you did use the hair relaxer more than 4 times in any one of those 6 years before you got cancer, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And how many times per year would you say on average you used the hair relaxer?
8 times.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And thank you. We'll get through this very, very quickly. Now, Dr. Brittany, is she also the facility that you received treatment at? Is she your doctor all through this?
Yes.
Okay, good. So we'll get to that in a second. Now, and yes, you are a citizen of the United States. What's your date of birth, young lady?
9/25/92.
I have September 25th of 1992.
Yes.
Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No breast cancer, nothing like that.
Thank you, ma'am. Good, actually. Okay, and also I did send you over my, you know what, let me see, who's that? Make sure I sent this to you. This is a cell phone, right? 310-483-9278, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You didn't receive a text message yet from me, did you?
No.
I see that. Somebody did, though. Hang on. Okay, there you go. Sorry about that. Now back to that. And don't forget, you're more than welcome to give my name and number to anybody else you might know that used these products and became ill, or even if they just have questions, okay? What state were you in when you used hair relaxer? Was it California the whole time?
Yes.
Thank you. And when did you first start using hair relaxer? Just approximately. You said you used it for about 6 years, so, and then you stopped when you got diagnosed with cancer. So that would that have been somewhere around 2018?
Yes, December.
December of 2018. Getting ready for the holidays, right? Was that at the beginning of December?
I don't remember the exact time, but it had to be because it was like kind of like around Christmas, before Christmas, I mean.
Right, because you had to get, that's what I was saying, right. It makes sense. And that would have been 2018, correct?
Yes.
And then you stopped using it, and that was like right before or right at your diagnosis date, is that correct?
Like around April.
Okay, so like the month before.
Yeah, like April 2024.
Okay. So before you went to the doctor. Good. Okay. So around the 28th of April of 2024, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then how often did you apply these products? I mean, the closest would be weekly, monthly, four times per year, less than four times per year. The closest to you would probably be monthly?
I did it 8 times a year.
Okay. Okay. And how many, did you use it consecutively for all 6 years?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And did you do it yourself at home?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And do you remember which product you used? Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal?
L'Oreal, Dark and Lovely.
Okay, thank you. And did your cancer diagnosis happen after you had already used the product at least a year? So you'd been using it for 6 years when you got the diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after your first full year of using that product?
Well, I was diagnosed this year, so it took some time.
Right, so that was definitely more than 2 years after you first started using the product, correct?
Yes.
All right. And what type of treatment did you receive?
Sorry, what did you say?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What did you say?
I said, what type of treatment did you receive?
A chemotherapy, seven cycles.
Oh, so sorry. That's nasty. So you had to go in for seven injections.
Me as well.
Oh.
And I also have my right ovary removed as well.
So sorry, you poor thing. Hold on.
Thank you so much.
This is important information for me to put in here. And you said that was the right side, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You've got me. That's so sad. Just from this stuff. And okay, I'm just making sure I didn't miss anything. Taking a minute here. Capitalize that so it'll look better. My grandma lived in San Pablo, so that wasn't as easy to spell. Okay. Whereabouts are you at?
I'm sorry?
No, where are you located? Because I'm going to ask you for your address in a second anyways.
I'm in Los Angeles.
Okay. And can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then you already told me, just to confirm with you, that Dr. Brittany was also the treating doctor for you, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me do some copying and pasting. It's a little bit of distance here, so bear with me. And then that was on San Pablo. It's not much that much longer, ma'am. And then I know you got a whole lot of treatment dates, but when did they first start treating you? Was that like right after you got diagnosed? I mean, you're probably technically still getting treatment.
Not getting treated anymore, but
No.
like around May
Of this
20,
year.
like 21st, I would say May 21st.
Okay. So let's go back up here. So we have your diagnosis as the 14th. So, like about a week later, like the 23rd, you said is when they started treating you. Had you come back
The
as
21st, yeah.
23rd or the 21st?
21st.
Thank you, ma'am. I know it takes a little while to get those test results and things back. Okay. And to confirm your spelling of your name, it is VEAZIE.
Yes.
And then I have on the last name, I have our first name, I'm sorry, I have Jamisha, Jemisha.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Is there any suffix to your name?
No.
You'd be surprised. Once in a while, there is a woman that does. Okay. And what's your best email address? And go slowly for me so I can get this correct.
It'll be my first and last name video.
Okay. At yahoo.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And this phone that we're talking on, ma'am, is it a cell phone?
Yeah.
And do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Either are fine.
Okay. And do you prefer to be contacted in the mornings, afternoon, or the evenings?
I don't have any preference.
Okay, thank you. And what is your address, please?
4200 Whittier Boulevard, apartment 106, Los Angeles, California, 90023.
And that's apartment 106, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is this is for the medical records. What is your social security number?
635-321975.
I have 635-321-9, and I missed the last two.
Seven five.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, you're just about done. And do you happen to have the medical records, or can you? Well, I know that's so recent, you may not have them yet, but can you confirm for me they exist?
Yes, they do exist.
Okay. And if we're unable to get them, you can assist with getting them and provide them electronically or by mail, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then the last question, ma'am. We do request an emergency contact. This would be in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for you and your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case. So all I need is the first name, phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe.
Okay, Margaret Jenkins.
Margaret? Jenkins. Okay, hang on. And what's Margaret's phone number?
213-522-5711.
And is she family?
My mother.
Oh, nice. Okay. Now, you are complete, and I do have a firm that will take your case. But is there anything else you'd like me to share, any other information regarding your case here that you'd like me to put in here? I mean, these forms are pretty thorough, but is, okay, I was going to say, they're pretty thorough, but if you think there's anything we missed, we certainly can. Let me just make sure I've got everything here. Have you ever done documents via DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm going to send you a link here in a second. And just make sure I didn't miss anything. Okay. No, it's just doing its thing. It's spinning. It looks so good. It looks good so far.
Okay.
So bear with me, and then you'll get it. Okay. Now I need to log in on my DocuSign. And then again, I did send you a text. It is Randy Reese. If you have additional questions, anything that you feel like we missed or and just need help with anything, you're more than welcome to reach out to me. It is Reese like the peanut butter cups, okay? That way you'll remember my name is why I say that. You know the peanut butter cups, right, Ms. Veazey?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Here it comes right now. It's spinning on my end. You should get it in 1 second. There, you should have gotten it right now.
Yes, I got the text.
Okay, if you could please go ahead and open that up. And then the first thing I'll just be quiet if you want. But the first thing it's going to ask you to do is agree to receive information from me electronically. And while you're doing that, I just sent you another text message as well. But you don't need to open those. Those are for later.
Give me 1 second. Someone's calling. Give me 1 second.
Sure. Take your time, though. Okay, thank you. I received it. All right, so I sent you another two text messages. One, the top one is me. The second one is Pulaski. That's the name of the firm, AD4. That's the name of the firm that represents you in this matter. They're going to be giving you a call. It's just a quick verification introduction call. They're not going to put you through what you and I just went through, Ms. Veazey. And having said that, I do want to thank you for participating in the claim, because the only way you're going to get these big manufacturers to stop putting profits before people is to, in fact, participate in claims like this. And I'm so, so sorry that you had to get these ailments and everything you went through. This is terrible. But hopefully we can get some sort of justice for you on this claim, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Did you have any additional questions?
No, I don't.
Okay, if you do, like I say, don't hesitate to. I can take text messages to that number as well. So if you have anything you're thinking of, just let me know.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
All right, ma'am. You have a blessed day today, okay?
You too. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye now.